You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
See, I know just enough now about the culinary experience to really show a chick a good time. I really should. You know what? I should get a get out of jail free card and just see if I had game or not. See what it would be like.
Hall pass.
I just want to know. I just want to know if I want. I want to show a chick a good time. As far as, you know, having a great conversation. Mm-hmm. Sherry knows all my stories.
Yeah, if you
I need a new audience.
If you don't love your time out with the Lex man, then you're a lousy chick.
Yeah.
I am fun to hang with.
Yeah, and I will definitely corny up our date. And if you're into corny,
mine will be corny.
I'm corny.
Mine will be full of laughs and
laugh it'll
be
in Cornyville.
A wonderful experience.
Wonderful experiences in Cornyville. That's just who I am.
You're going to see what a real man knows now.
Real man in Cornyville. Yeah. Well, real man, because yeah. I'm population one.
See, mine will be different.
Come out with me. Yours. Let me turn you on to some good food and drinks, and let me make fun of you.
And then those, oh yeah, they love that.
They do.
You are a.
They do.
Girls
love to be teased and made fun of a little bit. Not all the time, but
yeah. In grade school, let each of us pitch a date to you.
Okay.
And who you would go out with? Because you're now people are going to try to read you because we know what you like,
right?
But if I didn't know you at all,
yeah.
Okay, so I have to take that angle.
It depends on the day too, because sometimes I'll want something different.
Who wants to go first? Okay. Let's see.
It's your idea. You
is
go
there,
first.
Is there a price limit, or is this like a thing where, you know, can you?
Yeah, don't get too extraordinary.
I'm going to take you to the moon.
Yeah, this isn't like I'm taking you to Vegas for the weekend, and we're going to sit in a jacuzzi tub eating Chinese food.
With Tom Hanks.
No, see, there's none of that. This is just for an evening out. Okay. I would just plan at one of my favorite restaurants where I know that the setting is right. It's not. See, you would hate this because you're crazy, and mine isn't crazy.
Hey, you're not hating on me. Like,
I'm not hating on you. I'm just saying you would hate this because mine isn't a crazy night. It's a very quiet evening, full of really, you know, sharing dreams and some nice drinks and some food, and you know, at a place where you know the chef will come out and talk.
That's what you get.
That's my night.
Sitting there making fun of you the whole time, and then you did that and you freaked out.
Making fun of me the whole time?
Yeah, I was giving the gag, like,
whatever.
He's trying to win a vote.
Okay, there you go.
And then you.
Now, so you're going to order, what are you going to sit on the couch and have a big bag of fiery Cheetos?
She don't eat those. So, see? Nope. And if the girl liked those, yeah.
Okay, there's my idea. Let's hear yours now, Dean.
No, you want to make fun of just because.
Mr. Choke Sign. No, Mr. No. Gag Sign.
Mr. Pull out the black card at the fancy restaurant.
Damn right I am.
I ain't got to do all that. I can get a bag of Cheetos and a couple of 25.
I don't have to do all of it either. I do it because they deserve it.
Oh, she could deserve something else. Cause see, Sarah, what I'm gonna do is we're going to first of all, we're gonna go to the pet store and we're gonna get a couple of gifts for your birds. Then we're gonna go back to your house, right? And we're gonna have a Tom Hanks movie watching a thon.
Tom who?
And we're gonna have some wine, and we're just gonna have conversation kind of and talk. Chablis Blay.
That's my favorite.
That's what she likes. See, Chablis Blay.
Okay, there's that other date. Lex, what would you do?
I would take her to a hockey game. Meet for drinks before. You know,
what hockey happy team y'all going to see?
Stars and Flyers, of course.
And then, that's knowing
just
you.
To make you feel better, Dee's making gag signs for Lex.
Whatever.
Yeah. And then
screw Dee right now.
Yeah, yeah, but Mr. Cheetos.
Yeah. Mr. I got so much game, you'll be happy with Cheetos, man.
I can beat that date in my sleep.
I didn't say nothing about that's no what damn you Cheetos. Meant. That was Terry with the Cheetos.
Then I, after the...
And before I leave, Sarah, I'm going to leave you one of those good honey Seattle candies on your pillow when I leave. Good night.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd...
you mean the Italians?
Whatever.
Then after the game, I'd take her to some place like Shinsei that's got like some good appetizers and good finger foods and drinks and stuff like that. And just end the night there. Just talking, getting lit up, having some good food, making fun of her because that's what I do. And she makes fun back because that's what she does. Then we're totally irresistible to each other. We hit it. Go home.
Ian, your turn.
Oh, this is easy. Amusement park for a couple hours, and then we go get sorority girl wasted somewhere.
That okay. Really
some dive too. Bar.
Sarah?
Okay, so let me just say, these all sound like very fun dates.
Oh, jeez.
Hey.
No, hurt feelings if you need to.
I'm getting there, okay?
I'm getting there.
I will say D. You're
By the way, our seats are on the glass.
Okay. No, hell no. That's a foul. I'm throwing a flag.
Right, go
15
ahead.
Yard penalty.
Go ahead.
See, yours is fun, but more for like later on, like not a first date, maybe.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, they're all good. I just want to say, if I had to pick one from me and my personality, I would love to go to a hockey game.
There you go.
But then again, I don't know if I want a guy to see that side of me on my first date. So, I don't know.
I mean, I could have, you know.
I don't want somebody to see that side of me on my first date. I'm pretty messed up at a hockey game, too.
Well, then why did you suggest it?
Because I don't care. I don't care if she sees me like that, because that's me. I'm not afraid.
Well, forget you, sir. I don't want to take you now.
But
I'll find somebody else.
No, you're my second. Like, I don't know.
No, I got somebody else.
I was getting to the point.
Listen, I don't want to be your second choice.
I didn't say second
you
choice.
You go to a hockey game and don't expand your horizons.
What? A guy has never taken me to a hockey game on the first date.
You're not gonna expand your horizons. You're gonna wake up the next morning with no sex, going, God, that guy was the most fun I've ever had.
I'm not a college professor. I don't care about her horizons. I care about her having a good time.
I'm fired up about seeing this guy again. It was a blast.
Well, I will say, like, I'm all about... Yeah.
Okay, I want to change my date.
I don't like this game.
I want to change my date.
Position?
Sarah?
What?
Sarah, I'm changing my date.
Okay, great.
What position do you want, Sarah?
we would meet up at an arcade, lots of Street Fighter.
So why don't you just steal my idea,
game.
Then?
That's amusement park, bitch. Ain't no games at amusement park.
What amusement park have you been to?
They ain't got no arcade.
What? He stole Ian's date. You date stealer.
I'm going to take you to an arcade, and then after that, I'm going to take you to a hockey game.
And we're going
to
get sorority girl drunk.
Dinner, and
I'm going to get on my jet and take you to Italy. I was like, stop pouting.
It's all right, date stealer.
Hold up. For one.
I thought you were upset.
Unlike, you know, Lex and Ian, when people, they got the one up on me, I'm going to let the funny happen. The laugh. I'm not going to try to talk over the laughs. Just because somebody got one on me, I just let it happen.
They all sound like very enjoyable dates, all of them.
Nope.
Oh my god.
Well, you can go to the arcade.
You're not my kind of girl now.
You can go to the arcade with the date stealer. Come on over here. Let's play some Street Fighter.
Yeah. Good date stealing.
Yeah, you can go do Dave and Buster's or go out with a real man. It's up to you.
Dave and Buster's?
I said, they ain't say nothing about Dave and Buster's.
I'm not jockeying for position because I'm going to an amusement park and getting wasted whether you're there or not. So,
mm-hmm. Well, my most recent first date was with, what's his name? Sidney Crosby at the restaurant.
And if you want to go out with guy over here who wears jeans, sneakers, button down, and carries a tiki torch, go ahead.
A tiki torch?
Who's that?
What?
A tiki torch?
Why does he carry a tiki torch?
Because that's the quintessential guy you see at the hockey game.
You just went total middle-aged white guy on him.
That's what the white supremacists are carrying. Yeah, now. I've never seen one.
Yeah. Like going to a meeting afterwards, apparently.
Yeah. I don't even own a lighter.
Oh, my God. I haven't been on a first date with El Teco.
You haven't?
No.
That's weird because he's already your boyfriend. So
No kidding.
Oh, my God, he is not.
All I know is I know what she likes, and that's the way the date's going to go.
Well, that's because you cheated. You know what she likes. The whole thing behind this was you don't know her.
Yeah, but I would get some idea before I took her out. Anyway, you guys don't know what you're doing.
It's Don Juan.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.